Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And 51551 is our text number. Tony Kelly, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. The most recent episode happened, what was it, last Thursday, Anthony?
Yes, last Thursday evening at about sometime between 5:15 and 5:40 or so, on my way home from work. I was walking down North Circular Road and joined Amien Street at the Five Lamps.
In Dublin, right?
There. Yeah. And then I continued on the right-hand side up Amien Street. But I was just on Amien Street when I noticed two young lads to my right-hand side. And as I was passing them, the guy that was out of the nearest me said something like, "Hello, mister," or something like that. And when I didn't engage, I kind of looked back, but I kept going at the same time. And then they followed me until I got to where I crossed the street to go into Connolly Station.
Okay.
And because I was on my way there to get the dart. And I was treated to the most, I suppose, all the stereotypical homophobic names and abuse that you can think of and mention that probably wouldn't be mentioned at this time of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so this continued the whole way. So we're talking about 10 minutes or more. And when I got to, I put my phone away, when I got to the crossing, they stopped a little bit ahead of the crossing.
Mm-hmm.
I took my phone out then and I said to them, "Look, lads," I said, "you do realise I've been recording this and maybe it's time you grew up." And I pretended as if I had been taking a photograph, snapshot, and they at that stage, they kind of covered their faces with their arms, etc., and went off. And but it was just to highlight that happened to me, and in broad daylight, and when there was no provocation, or when it was, I suppose, least expected.
And then remember, a few days previously, the writer Gavin McRae was attacked in Dublin as well, and he was
exactly
seriously assaulted.
Yeah.
Were you in fear of by the way, verbal assault is enough to go to the Gardaí about, but were you in fear of physical assault, Tony?
I was, insofar as that you wouldn't know with people whether they're carrying a weapon, or indeed that if I had gotten a bit further, were there colleagues of these young lads waiting around a corner, whatever, as it happened to that man Gavin. And it was really because of that I was ringing as well, because that is so recent. And there seems to be, it's almost like textbook that they had read the names and what to say to the next person that they were going to attack. It's almost like they had read what had happened to that man and that they were targeting somebody. It's not the same people, obviously, but that it was like textbook names and stereotypical stuff. I suppose from an intimidation point of view, and as you rightly say, that kind of verbal abuse is enough to charge people because it's threatening and verbal abuse in a public place.
And did you go to the Gardaí, Tony?
Yes, I have done. And I have to say, they've been very, very helpful. Now, given that it only happened Thursday, I'm not expecting anything from it. But it was really to highlight the thing, because I don't know. A, what's most necessary is that if people are interfered with on the streets, regardless of why it happens. Now, this is definitely, it wasn't just that they were saying boo to me. This is definitely, it was homophobic.
Yeah,
absolutely no doubt about that. And it carried on, as I said, the whole way up the street and until the crossing. The reason for reporting it is that the more people that report these kinds of things, it adds to statistics in relation to putting more, say, Gardaí on a particular beat. And it also adds to the statistics for the changes in laws in relation to hate crime.
And Tony, did anyone intervene to check them? Did anyone say, listen, you're on your own. I'm very conscious of that.
I'll tell you the reason why. I have to say myself, I could be at fault as well insofar that I've often, when I've travelled on the dark, etc., seen people being interfered with. And I might have turned and looked the other way because you're afraid, are you going to get the slap in the face? Or are you going to get whatever weapon the person might have? And it's as simple as that.
Okay, when you contact us this morning, we also found, now, unfortunately, we didn't do it at the time for whatever reason, but you wrote to us on the 6th of September. Dear Joe, to whom, please see the incident of homophobia that we experienced yesterday. Can you remind us of it happened in Burger King and Dunleary?
The funny thing is, I have it as saying, oh God, sometimes, do you give out some kind of aura or some kind of radar or some kind of, whatever it is that gives people license to think and say those things to you. That happened in Dunleary, but the funny thing is that it happened with mature adult women. Two women were sitting in of all places, Supermax in Dunleary, and I was there with my husband. And they carried on a conversation about us. Mm-hmm. So I said I was going to tackle them, which I did. But at the time, which is really funny, is I had a mustache at the time, which was quite a handlebar thing. And
a Hercule Poirot mustache,
was it? Yeah, and people used to say quite like that. But I had it for a reason, because I used to do kind of vintage cycles and things. But despite that, the young lads on Thursday had no cause, really, for want of a better way of putting it. They had no cause to be looking at me because I didn't have my statement mustache or whatever. But they were older. They were mature women that carried on the most atrocious conversation about us. And I said I wasn't letting them away with it. So what I did was I picked up my phone and I approached them and I said to them that I was recording it and that I was going to report it. With that, one of the women ran out in fright and out down the street in front of us. The other woman was so brazen, she actually said, oh, well, I sat here and I said nothing. So I kind of thought, well, okay, that's why I had reported at that time. I hadn't actually reported that incident to the Gardaí because I thought the threat of the fact that I might post it on social media was enough. And I totally wasn't expecting what happened last Thursday.
But to come back to those two women in Burger King or Supermax, whatever, in Dunleary, were they talking to you or about you?
They were talking. We were probably just gone touching back to back. The tables were so close. And they were talking about us.
Yeah.
I joined my husband, who was in there already. And I heard, as I went to take my seat, one of the women making a personal comment about me. And this carried on then throughout the conversation. And basically what it was about, what they were saying was, oh, that kind of thing shouldn't be allowed. And I certainly didn't vote for that, etc. Mm-hmm. And we know what that is, etc. And I was getting more infuriated as the conversation went on. But also, I'm aware that when you're out in public, etc., and also aware that if you tackle people, you don't know what's going to come next.
Yeah, true, yeah. Okay, Tony, you've reported that incident from last Thursday
to
the Gardaí, and we see what happens. Okay, Tony Kelly, kind regards to you and your husband. Thanks, Tony. That's Tony Kelly, 51551.